Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. This is our Sunday, November 15th, 2009, Theory Update. I apologize for the confusion in the last week because something very bullish appears to be brewing, and it's very difficult to detect in the daily charts, but its forecast is given more directly by the larger advanced decline T, which is in our first chart. So we'll take a look at it first of all. If you've read the tutorials, you see that the advanced decline T's, which I have from 1966 to 1998, show all the history of advanced decline T's, and they cover all of the major advances, and they're quite reliable if you look at that history. And so what we base the primary forecast on is the advanced decline T's. And the first chart we have is the current advanced decline T. If you're wondering where it came from, if you slide back in the history of the T theory observations, you'll eventually run into a making the double bottom in the advanced decline line, which occurred between mid November and early March, known as the two points identified as B and C in the chart here. We did the analysis. We recreated the analysis of the 0203 bottom, and we did this analysis, and we calculated the time symmetry, which is basically that time from C to D, the projected peak, is equal to the same time for A to B. It's roughly 17 months down, 17 months up, but you don't count the double bottom part in that. I did get a couple of weeks ago, somebody told me that my original calculation was wrong. And then and that's because the equations that I used took A to B and went from B to D, and it came up with a much shorter. That's what we call the first echo, or the it's called the first echo, or we called it the mystery T in the later. If you follow up chronologically, we corrected this in a later update, but perhaps he didn't see that part. But in any case, this is the T that we have. What's interesting about the pattern here is that if you look at the 17-month decline, you see you have this grudging decline from an all-time peak in the advanced decline line, which is the first couple days in June of 07. And you come in this ragged decline, then you have this selling climax into B, what everybody sort of threw in the towel, and you had what you could call a selling stampede. Stampedes are interesting things in the stock market. They never start right away. It's you get a trend going, and then everybody suddenly jumps on the trend, and that's where you get a stampede. After you went through the BC bottom and you started to come up, you'll notice that the unusual thing about the advanced decline trend is that we're assuming we're in a bear market, looking at the 40-year cycle, which is also in the tutorials, that you're coming up in a bear market rally. So the question is, why is the thing keep going up so fast? It's just under the peak in the early June of 07. Well, somebody might say, well, there's overhead resistance, but there is no overhead resistance in the advanced decline line because it's a mythical entity. It has no rational basis. In other words, it wouldn't have support and resistance levels. You also notice that the first bull run, which is labeled in green, that period coming up there, you pulled back, you had a double bottom and had a low. We came up the second bull run and we pulled back and we made a double bottom, and the question is that good enough? The answer is that I think it is, because when you look at take another view of the market, what you're seeing is that the trillions of dollars of money that was put into the market has, by virtue of the various complaints, has not hit the market yet. It's being held by institutions who needed it to liquefy. But you're starting to get signs that the economy is turning around, and that condition can lead to you where the big dumb institutions, who don't really care about anything except they got to make their losses back from going down the bear market, will just pile into the market. And I think that's what's going to happen. And the evolution really is a symmetry in the nature of the evolution. In other words, the bull market is a mirror image of the bear market. And what you had is you had a period of some 6, 7, 8 months where you just gradually decline and then they suddenly sold on the way down. Now what we have is a gradual uptrend. If you look at the S&P 500, it's relatively, it's a good rally and everything, but it's gradual rally is not a stampede. And now you should be getting the mirror symmetry to the downside stampede, which is an upside stampede, which comes in at, you know, well after the bottom has been made, and it just represents institutions coming in. The way you justify that when you look at history where you have stampedes is that you enter, the Federal Reserve puts all this money out, and it's like a drug that goes into the system, but the drug is delivered by a time release capsule, not in it. So the patient gets the drug and it goes down into their stomach, but it doesn't all get released right away. There's this preliminary stuff that gets out of the way, and then finally, whatever it's holding it back, breaks it loose, and you get this flood of the drug into the body at a later time period. So that's basically what we're looking for in my forecast, because if you look at the projection in strong trends, a double bottom is a reversal pattern. If the question as to whether this is a strong advanced decline trend is obvious, because you practically recovered all of the losses, and what we're faced with down when we carry this down into the daily chart is that there is a huge T there relative, you know, short-term T's are generally quite small in time span, but that one is much, much larger, and it's redoing the whole first run, second bull run in a new upside trend, which could be very large. And I think that's really what the stimulus money is finally coming, and the institutions are going to go into a buying stampede to try to resurrect their portfolios from which looked terrible. They look horrible at B and C. Okay, they're kind of promising coming up now, but what they really want to do is they want to have a big run, and the big run is going to be in all stocks. It's not going to have any favors. It's just going to be across the board. A lot of the cyclicals, which I'm not even interested in, they'll come up, and you'll get to get a big push in the S&P 500. The way you handle that when we get to the short-term picture, is if you look at the advanced decline line, you see you have what looks like a head and shoulders top pattern. So you come up and you come down, then you come up to the mid-October top, which is the projected for the short-range T, and then you come down and you make a bottom and you come back and it looks like it might be rolling over to the right. That's what you see, but that's not what I see. What I see going on is that this thing is going to come back, and they're just bashful. Nobody wants to go near the October top. So you could come back a little way, but I think it's going to turn up, and when it breaks the upside, then everybody's going to jump on the market. So that's what the forecast. That's really plan A. That's my number one forecast. If it does come back down again, it's always possible that the advanced decline line wants to come down. But for reasons I'll discuss in the next chart, I don't think it really needs to go down there anymore, because I think that the double bottom is basically all you need. If you look at the long history of uptrends in the advanced decline line, you do it twice, and you don't need to do it the third time. But you could do it for the third time. So what we'd be watching for here is the advanced decline line sort of stabilizing here and then starting to sneak to the outside to break upside. The advanced decline line is basically the accumulation of the net up versus down issues for the day. So, for example, if you wanted to weaken this on Monday and you had 2,000 issues down and 1,000 issues up, that would drop the advanced decline line by 1,000. If you start to get down for a couple of days, maybe you're going to go back down to that low. But if you see that it doesn't go down because people are saying the earnings look good, the companies are lean, people are talking about the economic turn is going to give them tremendous earnings potential growth because they've laid everybody off and the costs are very lean and stuff like that, you're going to start to see the advanced decline line turning up, and you're not going to get that downside follow through. And that's all you have to see is that, because what you're going to do is you're going to reinforce the development of a short-range T in the next chart, and that's going to take you through to the upside. So it's not difficult to it's difficult to see it coming, but it's not difficult to confirm it, because just look at the days in the early part of the upcoming week, and you should be able to see it. Okay, that's it for just talking about the advanced decline T. I would point out that once the advanced decline T gets breaks up through the June 07 top, the whole world's going to turn bullish because anybody that's bearish is going to get obliterated. And so there won't be a bear left on Wall Street. So, you know, you want to be too pessimistic on the whole deal here, because it's going up to August of it's going to rise towards August, and maybe it's going to get into trouble in May. Okay, but that's still plenty of time to break this thing way up here, and then everybody and their brother is going to know that this thing is bullish, and it's going to come stock selection thereafter. Okay, that's it for this section. We'll go on after break. We'll go down to the next section. Bye bye.